While members of current and past administrations were grilled this week on whether the U.S. did enough to tackle the threat of al-Qaeda before September 11th, another question came to the forefront. Was the war in Iraq a diversion from the war on terrorism, or, as the Bush administration insists, part of it? NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As early as last July, President Bush started backing off from his primary justification for launching the war in Iraq, to get rid of alleged weapons of mass destruction. Instead, the president highlighted his vision to create a democratic Iraq, which he suggested would transform the Middle East and reduce the terrorist threat to the U.S.
The world will see what I mean when I say a free Iraq will help peace in the Middle East, and a free Iraq will be important for kind of changing the attitudes of the people in the Middle East. A free Iraq will show what is possible in a world that needs freedom.
8 months later, Bush administration officials are still making that case. But Richard Clark, former White House counterterrorism coordinator turned whistleblower, argues that the war in Iraq is undermining the war on terrorism. In an interview on NPR's Fresh Air, Clark accused Bush administration officials of having a messianic view.
By going into Iraq, we can change the nature of the Middle East, so there will never again be people growing up in the Middle East who think they should hijack airplanes and fly them into buildings. Well, frankly, I don't think our going into Iraq is having that effect. I think our going into Iraq has in fact increased the number of people in the Middle East who are growing up thinking that they should fly airplanes into buildings.
Clark argues that by occupying an oil-rich Muslim nation, the U.S. gave the jihadists yet another reason to hate the West. He says the Bush administration should have stayed focused on Afghanistan and on shoring up alliances in the region.
Trying to reduce the ideological appeal of al-Qaeda, that should have been our foreign policy agenda after September 11th. We can't do most of that effectively now because we're preoccupied with Iraq.
Bush administration officials have gone out of their way to discredit Clark. They and other supporters of the war in Iraq insist that the world is safer with Saddam Hussein out of the way. That's the view of Robert Kagan of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
People who oppose the war in Iraq want to now sort of lay the fault for everything on the Iraq war. The fact that we haven't caught bin Laden yet, the fact that we still have to worry about international terrorism. And I think in the case of Clark in particular, this is just a bit of intellectual dishonesty.
Kagan dismisses the notion that the U.S. occupation of Iraq provides a new recruitment slogan for al-Qaeda.
It's not as if the jihadists had needed the excuse of an invasion of Iraq to attack us and our allies. In fact, one of the things that had provoked them to begin attacking in the first place was the first Persian Gulf War, which no one claims was a mistake. I just think this was a reality that we were going to have to confront, and I don't think Iraq made that reality worse.
But has it made it better? And has it made the world safer? Those are key questions many are raising, including Phil Wilcox, who ran the State Department's Office on Counterterrorism in the mid-1990s.
Everyone is happy that Saddam Hussein has been removed from the scene, but there's little evidence that the world is safer. Indeed, terrorism is now rife within Iraq, and one could argue that that is a product of this war.
After each bombing in Baghdad and after the deadly railway attacks in Madrid this month, Bush administration officials stayed on message, arguing a democratic Iraq will help reduce terrorism. Critics counter that building democracy in Iraq is a long-term project, and in the meantime, it's taking away from the war against radical jihadists. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.